This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of these airwaves here. Dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We do have Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, you don't have to talk about toplessness. We did spend the bulk of the first hour discussing the Free the Nipple case, which the ladies were, for those of you just tuning in, the ladies were found guilty today after some of them were found not guilty a year ago by the very same judge. If you want to learn more about that and what's going on, you can go to freekeen.com. Or if you're just tuning in, you can always grab our archive later on tonight over at freetalklive.com and listen to the first hour of the show. But we're going to continue on. Got other stuff of interest to discuss tonight, including, Vincent, you've got a story about the ATF and maybe some good news coming from the federal government.
I never thought in my life I'd have to say that I am glad to see a press release or to see a release by the ATF.
Yeah, you're right about that. And I haven't seen any of this yet, so I'm totally new. I don't know what it is exactly you're going to be telling us. So I'll be coming into it like all of our listeners are here, or many of our listeners, maybe some of them already heard the news. But we'll get into that here in moments. First, to your calls and thoughts, we go to Greg in New York. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent.
Hey, I was having a conversation with a bunch of people, some of whom were libertarians, and I came up with basically this bunch of policy changes that I think improves freedom, and I kind of wanted to run it by you guys and see which ones you agree with, which ones you don't, and why.
Okay, you're saying policy changes you've come up with that you believe improve freedom.
Yes, the policy, okay. But I just want to say at the outset, the policy changes to what we have now, not, you know, libertarian utopia, just what we have now and change it. So the first thing I think you'd agree with is abolish minimum wage, because then people can have unpaid internships and learn on the job, especially if they've had a bad education. That helps them to move up on the ladder.
All right. Yeah, I'm with you on abolishing the minimum wage, and I'm actually a little surprised that you said that based on some of your previous calls.
Well, no. I mean, what I would do, first of all, is replace all the welfare with basic unconditional income, where, like I keep saying, I just want people to have a minimum safety net. And
so you're replacing the minimum wage with a universal basic income, which is basically a universal welfare check for everybody within a given landmass ruled by the government, correct?
Well, yeah, we're starting out with what we have now, which is being ruled by the government. But this will make people relatively more free than they are currently.
No, it won't, because it doesn't pass the sniff test of economics. If you give $1,000 to everybody in the country, then you've just inflated the money supply. You haven't done anything.
If you redistribute it, you would tax the robots, and you would tax all the self-driving cars, and you would tax all the robots.
Hold on.
He's talking about if everything was automated and like all these jobs lost because of automation. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, we're a little bit far out from we're not too close from there. But no, I get what you mean.
Well, hold on, you're going to tax robots? How does that work exactly?
I'll give you an example that shows exactly how it works. Uber is probably going to replace its drivers in about 5 years with self-driving cars. As soon as those self-driving cars are approved, they're going to roll it out throughout America. What happens is those drivers, as little as they get now, okay, they're going to be laid off. So what happens is now the drivers, they pay income tax or sales tax, depending on the jurisdiction. What's going to happen is that tax goes to the government. The robots pay nothing. Not only is Uber saving by having self-driving cars, but also the government loses all that revenue because it's tax-free. The car doesn't pay anything, even though it produces value the same as a human being.
Right, but the human beings will be doing other tasks on which they will then be paying taxes. And further, if you charge taxes on what a robot does, it's ultimately the consumer, i.e., in this case, in your Uber example, the passenger, the person who is hailing the Uber, that's the person who will end up paying that tax. And then ultimately, all of that money will then be redistributed in the way that you are indicating, which is this universal basic income, which... Or they'll just print out money to do that with. Either way, it's just a ridiculous scheme.
No, no. First of all, people are already paying tax. Uber drivers are already paying tax. Do you agree?
Well, some of them are. Maybe some of them aren't. But, yeah, I mean, Uber definitely reports their income to the IRS.
And then the driver winds up having to pay income tax, right? So... They're already paying income tax.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that when they get replaced by a self-driving car, the value that that car provides to the consumer will not be taxed. So that revenue disappears to the government.
But they'll get the revenue from elsewhere because that person will get a job doing something else. When somebody loses their job in an industry that is going out of favor, for instance, so, you know, like a farrier, for instance, somebody who was making horseshoes and fitting horseshoes, probably a much more popular job a few hundred years ago, not so much today. There still exists, but there aren't near as many of them. Blacksmiths, for instance, you know, these jobs don't really exist anymore, but the people who had those skills either had to apply their skills in a different way in the marketplace or learn new skills and go do something else. They didn't just sit around for the rest of their lives collecting a welfare check, most of them. So as long as they're going and working somewhere else, then the government's revenue stream is still there. Not that I care about the government's revenue stream. I'm just answering your
point.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. We're saying the same thing. I'm saying that...
No, we're not saying the same thing. You're saying you support a universal basic income. I'm saying that's a ridiculous economic scheme.
No, what I'm saying is that robot, the car, okay, it's delivering the same value as the person used to do, probably better. And then that car is generating X amount. So the same way that you would tax the person driving the car, okay, you could tax the car.
That's a terrible idea because it gives more revenue to the government. And ultimately, you're only going to be taxing. It's not the car that pays the income tax. It's the customer. Every corporate tax that is laid down on companies, whether they're mom and pop or whether they're Walmart, those taxes are all, 100% of them, paid by their customers in the form of increased prices.
What I think he's saying is there's not going to be really much of a change in what people pay because
there might actually be, it might be less.
Yeah, because in his tax scheme, because instead of people paying extra for the service of a guy, you know, the driver has to pay the income tax, you don't pay that. But what he's saying is you pay a tax which might be the same, might be less, might be more on the robot that's driving you. That's just how I interpret
what he's saying. And that is something that I couldn't possibly support because you're just hurting the customer in that case. You're talking about raising taxes, and you were saying this is supposed to be.
Same thing for the customer.
It's the same thing as they're paying now. It's not an increase.
Well, actually, they may pay less with an automated driver
because they don't
have to pay the same overhead. Right now, with Uber and Lyft, it's 75% of the fare goes to the driver. So Uber, with automated cars, will be able to cut their rates down and be even more competitive with the taxi industry, who still will have human drivers behind the wheel in a lot of cases. And so they'll be able to be even more competitive because right now, you know, they have to pay those drivers something that they can subsist on, and then they'll be able to make it even, you know, they might even be able to cut it in half what the price is.
Right. So you're basically coming down, always protecting the supply. The consumer. You want you're protecting the demand side. The consumer gets lower prices all the time, which is good. But then when people are laid off, they're squeezed. They have a race to the bottom with, you know, either overseas workers or machines. And then eventually you're saying that, you know, those consumers need to get money to spend in the first place. So they need to have a job and they need to learn and re-educate themselves, which is why I'm saying, you know, balance the things out. You have the person losing their job.
See, that's the thing. Economic central planning, economic central control never works. You can try all you want to try to balance it out, level the playing field. And, well, that's what it would. We'll have to talk to you another night about some of your other proposals. Thanks for the call, Greg. Feel free to call back anytime. But if it's not going to be centrally planned, then you're not talking about a government solution. If it's going to be something that the market comes up with, if the market's going to set prices, if the market's going to set rates, then that's fine. I'm totally fine with that. But when it's some central group of bureaucrats deciding, well, we need to tax this industry over here and then move that money over here into the universal giveaway program where everybody's going to get a check from the government, as though that's going to somehow make things better for people's lives. It's not going to do anything of the sort. It's just going to create the illusion that the government is doing something for you when all they're really doing is just increasing the money supply. And, of course, an increased money supply, more dollars in circulation chasing the same amount of goods, means the price of those goods goes up. So what good does it do if you get a check from the government every month if the price of everything goes up concomitant to the amount of you're receiving?
Yeah, it just gets you hooked on the government.
Correct. It makes you think they're doing something for you.
And you continue voting for whoever promises you those goods.
That's right. Well, that's socialism for you, right?
Go ahead.
That's socialism.
Well, I think the problem, and what he brings up, the automation and, you know, people losing their jobs to machines is...
Actually, you know what? It's Free Talk Live. We're in the middle of the commercials, so something has gone wrong with the network here, and we don't actually have...
Solar Generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
We've got Skype. Our Skype username, if you want to join us there, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's toplessness, as we were talking about the Free the Nipple going on here in New Hampshire, the trial today. Ladies found guilty. They're planning to appeal to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. We'll continue to update you on that case as it develops. If you want to see the full story, go to freekeen.com. It is there at the top of the page as we speak. And then we just had Greg on the line talking about economic fantasy land, where you can just print money out and make everything better, or tax people to death.
His point was how to replace lost tax revenue due to automation, if I interpret it correctly.
Well, it was some long, convoluted point about what he believed would make people more free. And he
started out that way. I don't know how that tied into what he was talking about.
Well, he believes that if you get a universal basic income from the government in the form of a check every single month, That will make you more free.
It makes you dependent on the government.
Well, yes, that's certainly our view of it. But his view of that is, well, if you get all this money in from the government, then you're free from want. See, the freedom that the people who support wealth redistribution are talking about isn't the freedom that we're talking about. When we talk about freedom, we talk about the freedom to do as we please, as long as we don't harm anybody else in the process. But these folks want freedom from want, meaning that all my needs are taken care of. I have a home in which to live. I have food from which I can eat. I have all of the things that I need for life, and I don't have to do anything at all. That's their idea of freedom.
It's like, you ever read The Time Machine by H.G. Wells?
I don't think so.
All right, spoiler alert, versus group of people. They live in the ideal world in the future called the Eloy, and all their needs are met. They don't have to read, write. They can barely speak English, and then it turns out that all their needs are met by these creatures called Morlocks, which, in exchange for them giving everything they want, clothes, food, fun, they're eaten in exchange. And that's how I always, that's how I always interpreted the, a total big welfare state like
that. So they're
that.
Eaten, you said, in exchange?
I believe they use them for sustenance, yeah. So these, like, these
so
weird
you live, you live, like, you get everything you want for a while, but then they could pluck you and use you.
They're like underground monsters, yeah.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We've got Nick on the line in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to 1510, News Talk 1510 AM. Go ahead, Nick.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Welcome, sir.
Great. I just wanted to bring up something. I know I'm kind of jumping the gun on something you were going to talk about, but before the hour break, you mentioned how they were going to be, looks like they're going to be reducing restrictions on firearms and silencers. And I don't know exactly which law you're talking about. I just wanted to bring up, just for, you know, clarity's sake, there's no such thing as a silencer. There isn't. I mean, people actually use guns called suppressors because they lower the decibel level from 160 to about 140, which is
all.
Yes, that's it. That's all it does. And I love James Bond movies. You know, I've seen a lot of silencers in use in the movies, but that's not how it works in real life. So, and I think a lot of people they tailor their ideas to these laws based on what they see in the movie, even though that's not reality.
It's just fantasy.
Yeah. And I'm sorry for using the wrong term. It was actually in the back of my mind. I thought, should I call it suppressor? But the article called it silencer. I'm like, I don't want to confuse anyone.
A lot of articles do. And I'm not blaming you guys. Because
no, but thank you for calling in.
No, it's important. It's important to get your words straight. It's important to, you know, whatever it is you're saying, make sure that it's clear. And it's like the old, you know, people don't understand the difference between a clip and a magazine, for instance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You just want to make sure that when you get in the firearm talk, you know you're on the right thing. So,
hey, dude, thanks for sharing that tonight. Anything else on your mind, Nick?
I guess
topless.
I, you know,
how about toplessness? You want to comment on that? Were you listening to that conversation?
I guess. I mean, I really don't care. But here's something that I think, and I consider myself a conservative, but I'm not a Trump supporter. But I think one of the biggest reasons that Trump got elected, they were both bad candidates, I thought, but one of the biggest reasons that he got elected is that so many things that people just all of a sudden thought were just common sense for so long. All of a sudden you were evil for thinking it. It seemed like these past couple years, and a lot of people said, are you freaking kidding me? Like, when I remember the memory pizza, when they didn't even refuse gay service at all. They just said they would be uncomfortable serving gay wedding, and all of a sudden they were sued for $300,000. I mean, that's bully. And I think that if we...
Yeah, people should be able to, should be free to refuse service to whoever it is they want to refuse service to.
Ian, you're not a real libertarian. Gary Johnson said you should.
Johnson's not a real libertarian.
No, I'm joking.
Hey, Nick, thanks, dude, for the call tonight, man. And glad you're tuned into one of our newest affiliates up there. So welcome aboard.
Cool, guys. Yeah, thanks. You have a good night.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bailey is also in Wisconsin. Bailey, where in Wisconsin are you tonight?
That's my personal business, but I have a question,
Okey-doke.
Actually. Okay, thank you. I was looking online about Donald Trump, and I'm listening about this whole... new thing that's going around about Donald Trump's legalizing ban on Muslims throughout the United States of America. And I am specifically remembering a part that I saw online about that it was unruled a couple days ago. Have you heard about that?
Okay, yeah. You're referring to the ban that Donald Trump put in place via executive order. It's been, a week and a half, I think, since that originally happened. It was the Friday after he had been inaugurated. And the courts have, at this point, overturned that ban. It is still, I'm sure it's going to be appealed by the Department of Justice to the Supreme Court, but it was the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, last I heard, unless there's been an update today and I haven't seen a headline about it, but last I heard, which was a couple days ago, over the weekend, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals did overturn his travel ban, and that was the current status. Now, I'd heard that the Ninth Court was going to possibly rule with the full court, because the weekend version only had like a few of the justices on it, so there may be more news coming up about that soon. But yeah, as of right now, that ban is not supposed to be being enforced.
Right, and another thing, I mean, I've been currently listening about like other radio stations that I've been talking about it. One of them have been talking also about dolphin slaughtering. I know it doesn't have really much to do with anything, but I'm just saying in general, dolphin slaughtering is probably one of the worst things that we have in America.
That happens here?
Yes, it does.
Really? Tell me more about that.
Yeah, I was actually reading about one that was more recent. It can actually be caused as a prison fine, but there's one in Florida, I believe, and a man went out to Mexico, something like that, and had killed a dolphin and then brought it back to America and sold its all of its parts to other fishermen so they could do some kind of YouTube video off it. It was a YouTube video where...
So you're not talking about that this isn't an industry. This is just a one-off kind of criminal act. I want to hear more, though. So hang on, Bailey. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. It's not like there's like a dolphin slaughtering industry.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust. the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
Of course, we'll take your calls about anything. You can also call us on Skype. The Skype username is lrn.fm. So feel free to reach out to us there if you like. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then one of the ways to do it is by shopping with us. You just go to shop.freetalklive.com and then enter the Amazon links that you'll find there. There's also links to other places like Walmart. But you go through those links. Those are our affiliate links. Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale when you do that. When you shop through the Amazon links, there's Amazon UK, US, Canada. You're still getting the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just that Amazon doesn't keep 100% of their profits. They send some our direction. So, again, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. We're talking with Bailey in Wisconsin. She won't say where, which is, you know, that's fine. But Bailey, you are concerned about dolphin slaughtering. And I got to say, it sounds like a pretty crazy thing, right? Like to butcher an animal to butcher an animal that has arguably the same level of intellect as we do, right? Like, dolphins are very intelligent creatures. They even, remember reading that they actually, if you look at the bone structure, they actually have a thumb. Dolphins developed that bone in their fins. And so, like, they are very, very advanced creatures, and we're just sort of learning now how to effectively communicate. And dolphins are able to learn words, sort of like, you know, Coco the monkey had done in the past as well. So anyway, Bailey, but you were talking about dolphins slaughtering. And you cited an example of somebody in Florida who was brought up on charges for this. It's not like this is some kind of industry in the United States, though.
No, it's not an industry in the United States, but the fact that the matter is that someone decided to murder a perfectly fine dolphin that had done nothing wrong and then decided to sell it in the United States is completely unacceptable, considering that is, well, from what I know, against the law.
I think most people would probably agree with you that they would find that to be unacceptable, that they would want to see this person punished.
Yeah, unless this dolphin had actually done something to you, there was no reason to murder it. I mean, I understand if you were, you know, you were like, if you had, this dolphin was trying to attack you, or this dolphin had done something to you.
Which I've never heard. I mean, I've never heard a story about a dolphin attacking somebody. That just doesn't seem to be how they work. Now, we were looking into this dolphin slaughtering thing during the break, and we did find a story from National Geographic from 2016, late last year, where apparently there is an annual dolphin hunt. A dolphin slaughtering where 20 dolphins were slaughtered in the Japanese town of Taiji, marking the beginning of the cove's infamous annual dolphin hunt. You've seen this?
I have. Yes, I have.
For our listeners who haven't seen it, they've attracted global condemnation since the year 2009 when it was featured in an Academy Award-winning documentary, The Cove, which depicted how fishermen round up some 1,000 dolphins every year to sell to marine parks or kill for their meat. The slaughter turns the cove red with blood. And understandably, people are upset about this. But, you know, there's different cultures out there.
There's another story that I heard where a man, this is probably one of the most disturbing ones that I've ever heard. A man decided to kill a dolphin, obviously, but he had used the dolphin's blood as paint.
As paint. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, war paint comes from somewhere, I suppose. Hey, thank you, Bailey, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Call us anytime.
Just before you go, one second. I just one minute.
No, we don't have a minute.
My friend.
Thanks for the call. We gotta go. I don't know if that was a troll. That might have been getting to the troll.
Yeah,
but,
well, that'd be a very long, elaborate, and it seems unsuccessful troll if it was.
Yeah, you know, I like a good. Well, first of all, yeah, it didn't really seem like a crank call because it brought up a real issue.
And this person seemed very passionate about the issue.
And you know, whatever it was, you can tell us another time, Bailey. Thanks for the call. But this dolphin slaughtering, there are different cultures around the world.
Japan is a culture of peace.
I don't know about that, but you know, dolphin slaughtering is obviously not going to be something that most people are okay with, and indeed, there have been a lot of people upset at this Japanese town, which is killing, you know, up to upwards of 1,000 dolphins per year, and so I imagine that's going to result in you know, possible less, you know, fewer travelers, fewer visitors to that town, but ultimately. You know, there are different cultures out there. Some people still slaughter dogs in some parts of China. Most parts of China don't do that, but there was a Vice documentary about one particular part of China. I know you hate Vice, Vincent, but you did admit that their documentaries are usually pretty good.
I agree.
And this was a really good one. They sent one of their really hot reporters to this this Chinese town, and she actually tried some dog. It was pretty interesting.
Well, here in the U.S., there's these cute creatures we kill. You know, they have all these little, they're soft and fluffy, and you know, they try to fly and they can't. And friggin' McDonald's, they cook them. You could buy them everywhere. They're called chickens. And how barbaric is that? You kill a cute little animal called a chicken. I mean, how awful is that?
Are they that cute?
I find them cute. I had pet chickens. Have you seen baby chicks? I mean, I had a pet chicken.
Yeah, they're cute. That's
well,
true.
I had a pet
That's
chicken, and it was cute.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Robert. He's in Philly. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Robert.
Hey, Ian. Sorry to bother you guys at work. How you doing tonight?
It's not a bother. We do a talk show.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to be funny.
All right, man. Go ahead.
So I was debating with my friend a couple months ago about the EpiPen fiasco. I was debating that because of patents, that's why the price is so high. There's no competition to bring the prices down. His point was the companies would not be economically incentivized to do the research, like the millions of dollars of research it takes to bring the EpiPen to market.
This is the old objection, and I'm glad you brought it up because it is a very common objection to why someone would argue that we need to have patents, otherwise no one will ever research anything. And it's interesting. I recommend, as far as an expert on this topic, Dr. Mary Ruart. Now, we've had her on the show in the past, and she's talked about this with us. She has worked in the pharmaceutical field for many years, and she's a little older, so she actually remembers back when they didn't have patents on pharmaceuticals. And it was actually a more robust competition back then because companies still want to be first to market with new ideas. And the fact is, being first to market rewards a company for a long time. So, for instance, I believe, if I'm recalling correctly, and you know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I believe it was Bayer who was the first company to manufacture and market aspirin. Bayer was the first company. And that's a household name brand, Bayer. People know that name. In the same way that Bitcoin was the first cryptocurrency to market, it's the dominant cryptocurrency. So there is an incentive, even without the government's, what you could call a monopoly on ideas, even without that monopoly protection, there's still the incentive of that badge of honor that that a company would get for, you know, curing cancer or, you know, getting whatever the product is to market sooner rather than later, and having people recognize them for that, and having the other companies essentially copy them.
Yeah. Even I belong to a libertarian group in Philadelphia, and we even debate whether patents should exist or not. That's even like, I guess, if you want to call it infighting, but we'll debate patent laws in our group.
Well, libertarians love to debate things amongst themselves. It's one of the things that they are best at. If you got more, you can hang. Otherwise, we're going to continue. More coming up here in moments. Appreciate the call, Robert. 855-450-FREE. And you're welcome to comment on patents. Would the world be better off if we got rid of them? I say yes, because we'd have unbridled competition. And competition brings prices down, quality up, innovation, etc. And the government stands in the way of all that. 855-450-FREE.
The following is an incredible, life-changing, free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-956-9829. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-956-9829. That's 1-800-956-9829. 1-800-956-9829.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie.info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces, bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom and apple pie, goblins in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans, ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Vincent.
Of course, you can Skype on in here at Skype, username lrn.fm. And you can take control by talking about anything you want to discuss. Now, if you are enjoying Free Talk Live, then please take a moment and join the AMP program. You get bonuses, you get perks like access to the AMP-only Facebook group, the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast ads that our normal podcast does, and get some perks. So you can learn more about those perks by going to amp.freetalklive.com, A-M-P, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 that we take in and invest into Free Talk Live so we can get on more new radio stations around the country, bring new listeners on board, connect with more people on the internet, and spread the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as we possibly can. Join the AMP program, get those perks, and help us out at AMP, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. If you want to comment on patents as well, we can come back to that discussion. We've got a lot of folks here who want to get on tonight, so let's go first to Don in Tampa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Vincent.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Don. What's on your mind tonight?
So I noticed that a lot of people today have a bubble, I would call it, to strangers around them. And it takes a lot to pop this bubble to get people to be friendly around you. For example, today I was parked next to somebody and they're getting air in their tires and they're using the machine and they had to pay money for it. And they didn't really... it wasn't working for them, so he started punching it. And
that always helps.
Yeah, and I went to get in my car, and he was staring at me like I had something on my face. And I was like, "Hey, are you doing okay?" And he was just being really rude to me.
Wow.
And I feel like you have to go like way out of your way to kind of pop the bubble, because I'm sure this guy's a nice guy. But for some reason, everyone just has this bad aura around them until you kind of like get some kind of personal relationship with them. And I offered to, I have a electronic air pump in my car and I let him use that. And the guy was super friendly after that.
Interesting. You know,
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it's an interesting observation, and I guess I'm curious about this. Have you noticed that it applies to pretty much everyone, or is it certain demographics? Like, is it more likely to be young people as opposed to older people, or is it just across the board? This is something you've experienced?
So I think it's more, I would say age, because I've noticed this has changed a lot since technology has gotten more popular. So older people who aren't too into technology, they seem a lot friendlier.
Vincent is the youngest person in the room here tonight. He is, what, 18, Vincent?
Yeah.
I mean, what are your impressions from being within the sort of millennial community, younger people? You're going to college right now. Do you see this? Is this something you're aware of?
Yeah, I do. Some people, you know, like I try and talk to girls or something, you know, if we're on their phone. It's just awkward.
Oh, so frustrating.
It's very awkward.
I mean, I've had that with my own girlfriend at times where she'll just be on her phone. It's like, are you paying attention?
Well, that you know the person, right? You know, you're going to always be around them. But I will say, you know, to people.
But it's still annoying.
Once you're talking, most of them don't just, like, automatically check for phone. Or if they get a text, they wait until you're done talking. They don't just, like, automatically check for phone.
So you're saying most people don't. Most people are respectful and they'll actually pay attention
during the discussion. I'm just saying, like this guy said, you know, his the person he helps is super friendly afterwards, so people aren't that rude. But you know, people talk about getting like a phone implanted in their head, so you could, you know, just imagine, you know, I could be talking to you and you're like texting, you know, everyone.
So here's my opinion on this. I think that you could be right about that, in that there have been some studies that have been done on technology and people's attention spans, and you know, the fact that you always have this device. Not everybody's like this, but most adults in the United States now have, they've had this for a few years now. They've had a smartphone, and the smartphone is, you know, the Rolodex to the extreme. It is all about you, and it is completely customizable to your tastes. You put the software on it that you want to be on there. You spend time on the websites and doing things with the software that you want to do, and it's this very sort of insulated experience. While on the other hand, the argument is, oh, well, social networking has expanded our horizons. Now we can connect with more people. But are you really connecting with those people, or is it all just an illusion, or is there something to it? It's an interesting discussion, and I'm happy to hear what you think, Don.
Well, I think people start treating other people like phone apps. Like when you're on Facebook, you start scrolling and you get stuck into it. And when you find a video you like, it's rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
And when you start thinking in your mind, you're like, oh, let me buy some stuff off of Amazon and throw up my cart. And you always want, like, some kind of satisfaction of finding something and doing something. And when you're talking to people, a lot of times a conversation might get kind of dry. And, you know, you want to get your phone out. And I think people just get, I don't want to say drugs. Like, maybe I use caffeine for an example.
Mm-hmm.
If you start having caffeine, like, oh, I like caffeine. It's good. And if you kind of tie in, like, using your phone and interacting with people, same thing. If you can drink as much caffeine as you want all the time, and then when you're talking to a normal person, they just don't give you the dose that you're looking for,
that's an interesting point.
And
there is, serotonin or something like that that is released, I think, when people get that reward sensation that you're talking about.
Was it dopamine for reward?
Maybe it's dopamine. I don't remember.
Yeah,
there is some sort of brain reward chemical that they have found is released, like when you see, more notices, you know, or notifications. Who sent me a message? Someone likes my posts. So, yeah, I mean, it is very, very insular in a lot of ways, and I think there's a problem with that, and I like the challenge that some people have taken upon themselves, to where if they're going out to like dinner with a group of people, that you have to stack your phones in the center of the table, and the first person who goes for their phone has to buy everybody else dinner. I think that's a fun kind of way to challenge everybody to see, can you keep your hands off of this device, because it is such a profound addiction, and I know what it's like. I'm guilty of spending way too much time on Facebook. I've been trying to restrict myself to only clicking the notices thing on Facebook, the little globe up there, that I will only click on it when it has at least five on it. Because my problem is, oh, there's one new one. I got to go see what that is. And it's so hard. It's so hard for me to do that.
Yeah, and the thing is you get mad when you look at a notification and it's like a favorite person shared a video or something, and you go, like, oh, that has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I know. I've never really had that one happen, but I've actually filtered out from the notices. One of the things that I hate the most about Facebook is that it shows you when people like your stuff. I hate that about Facebook, and I realize for some people that's why they use Facebook, because they want to feel like people are interested in them or care about them, and I just find that to be a waste. Like, I only really wanted to see comments or invitations to events or whatever. I don't care if people liked the post. And so there's actually a plugin out there for, I believe it's Chrome. Yeah. It's called It's called Hide Like Notifications. And so if you want to remove those from your little Facebook notifier thing, then that will help you. In my opinion, it helps me click it less, but it hasn't really done that much, because I'll still click on any one or two notices. And so it's tough, man. You got to use discipline, and it's really hard in that situation. Although I got to say this, Don, having lived in the Tampa Bay area myself for 26 years, when I moved to New Hampshire a decade ago, I noticed that people were nicer here. I don't know if it's true, because some people have told me they think people are nicer in Florida. Like, people from New Hampshire have told me they think that Florida people are nicer. So maybe it absolutely isn't the case. But I've noticed that in New Hampshire, people are more likely to acknowledge me in the streets, like smile, make eye contact in a grocery store or a Walmart or something. I'm more likely to actually just have some sort of random conversation with someone about, you know, the products that we're looking at. Just a friendly kind of conversation that almost never happens to me in Florida. So it's like little things like that. It may be also the place that you're in. So not just the demographics of the technology, but just sort of the attitude of the culture as well.
Yeah, I think it could be the population, because I'm from Detroit, and a lot of people in Detroit are rude. And I was stationed in Germany for about 2 years, but I think the only reason that people are really nice to you is because you're interesting, because you know, you're American. I wouldn't really.
In some places, they might not be very nice to you because you're an American. But, yeah, interesting call tonight. Yeah. I appreciate you making it, and thanks for bringing that up. And anybody else, thanks for the call.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. Anybody else that wants to comment on that, you're welcome to do so, because this affects a lot of people, this addiction to technology. Hour 3 coming up.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used, and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.